back to Prep KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgons, and this is our Missouri Hour. Coach, is our second hour of the week. Tell me, here we are, we're in week nine, and we talked about it on the Kansas side. There's some district positioning, there's some conference stuff. Conference doesn't seem to have quite as much pull this year, because maybe in some conferences not everybody's played the same amount of games, but a lot of good stuff on both sides here, especially on the Missouri side with a lot of big games that can decide top seeds in districts.
You know what? I think one of the greatest things about the Missouri side is how many teams have been able to play seven or eight football games in the first 8 weeks. Not 8 weeks ago, we didn't think that would happen.
Well, in fact, we're going to talk with Coach Kogan from Lexington. That was a team who had officially had their season canceled in early August by their school district and on recommendation of the Lafayette County Health Department. Had to have a school board meeting to have it reinstated, and here they are. Not only did they get to play, they played all eight games, and they're 8-0. It's quite a turnaround from thinking you wouldn't play to being one game away from an undefeated regular season, conference title, and maybe a shot at a number one district seat.
And I think all of that equates to how we need to feel about 16- and 17-year-old people who can go by the protocols and follow everything and get seven and eight games played. It's just amazing.
You know, I've talked Bob Glasgow, the former wrestling coach and AD, and he was at Oak Grove and then at Raytown, and him and I are pretty good friends, and we talked about it a lot that – you know, I think places where the kids have expectations and those expectations are set and they're met and that's part of their culture, I think those, you know, things happen. There's going to be somebody who's going to get exposed. You don't know about it. But I think that if you have strong expectations for your kids, they will meet them. And I think they're rising to the occasion over and over as well as the teachers and coaches around the programs.
I think it's just like coaches talk about all the time. If you don't expect it, you're not going to get it.
That's no doubt about that. And I think a lot of people said, hey, let's expect to play, and they have played. All right, let's give you a rundown of our hour. We're going to talk about games on the Missouri side here in our first segment. We come back after that. We're going to talk with Harrisonville coach Kyle Shanker. He's got a REMAX Big 3 game. They are going to Odessa and try and get a win. Big win for them last week over Winnetonka. Hung 75 points on them, 75-41, 8 touchdowns and 395 yards out of Jace Reynolds.
Well, they really had a good week, but they better buckle them on. It's going to be a good one.
They've got Odessa, and we'll also talk with Cole Young after we talk with Coach Shanker. Our third segment, we're going to talk with Richmond coach Nick Purcell and Lexington coach Kyle Kogan, both sides of our REMAX Big 3 game with Richmond and Lexington is going to decide the MRBC East. And also for both those teams, they're not in the same classes, so they don't necessarily will see each other, but it's going to have an impact for both of them on district seeding.
And I think this conference has just had a great season. You know, Carrollton's really good in that conference.
Carrollton's pretty good. You know, Knob Noster's better than they've been, and Lafayette County's very good. We know how good they are. And then we'll close out the hour with our own Andy Meyer, and we'll do our picks with the pros. Well, let's talk about some of these games. And I'll tell you, Blue Spring South and Liberty North. Liberty North, big win. Another come-from-behind win in the second half against Lee Summit West last week. Blue Spring South was leading Blue Springs early and then lost in that one. I'm assuming that Liberty North, looking at Blue Spring South and what they've accomplished this year and where they are at as a team, kind of a young team that's building, they really want to come out and put together a four-quarter performance this week against Blue Spring South.
I think one of the things amazing about Liberty North, you know, Coach Jones told us he had three quarterbacks he felt he could play and be good.
Yeah, and they've got a very good defense, a good offensive line, and Zach Willingham Davis there. Tailback is very good as well. Lafayette County and Carrollton, we're going to talk more about this game with our own Cole Young and talk about the MRVC East. But Carrollton quietly at 4-4, they're a pretty solid football team in Class 1. And Lafayette County, coming off that tough loss, I bet they're going to be motivated this week.
A Carrollton win would be a great win for their program.
Oh, huge.
And a signature win for this season.
Yes, it would. Lathrop going to St. Michael. This is a COVID game here. Lathrop was supposed to play Plattsburgh. St. Michael had originally scheduled Clever. It's Clever, Missouri, down in the southwest part of the state that just started up football. This is their first varsity year in the almost 100-year history of the school. So they were going to play that game. Clever, they kind of decided, no, we're not going to. But this is a good test for St. Michael. St. Michael's flown under the radar. They've got some games. They were close with Summit Christian. They were close with St. Pius as well. This is a game for them. They can get a win over a Lathrop team that's been deep the last few years. They're not the same team, but this is a good win, a good spot for St. Michael to get a win.
If St. Michael wins this game, I would hate to be the people who played Lathrop the next week in the first round. I mean, they're coming off a one-loss season.
Yes, and they have not played well this year. Lawson quietly, after a couple losses to start the season, haven't lost since. They're going to Penny. This is a positioning game for both these teams. They've got to make sure they handle their business and try not to go into the postseason with a loss.
Lawson's just done a good job. They've taken care of their business. They have a good running back.
Lee Summit at Staley. Park Hill South won the conference. This is kind of one of those games that for both these teams, you want to get a good run going into the postseason. Lee Summit's sitting down near the bottom of that district. They are the kings of it. I know Coach Thomas didn't want to hear about it. They are in every game, Coach. Lee Summit doesn't get blown out. They're in every game. Staley's has blown out some teams and been blown out. They're kind of the opposite.
Landon Shepherd is just, he's extremely physical when he's blocking, and he's extremely physical when he catches the ball. He's a good player.
Lee Summit West, Lee Summit North. We'll talk more about that in picks, but that's a good game there. Liberty at North Kansas City. Liberty's got to make sure they don't let one loss become two. North Kansas City try and go in on a high note going into the districts. Both these teams are pretty much locked into their spot.
What's the status of the Liberty running back for this week?
I've heard that they were going to hold him out until the playoffs, so I think that's kind of where they're at. They've got the one seed wrapped up, so I don't know if Winthrop Williams is going to be back this week, probably next week. Maryville at St. Joe Lafayette. Maryville's been playing pretty well lately, Coach. St. Joe Lafayette's not the same team they've been. Maryville, this is a spot. You want to get this win. You're in there with Richmond and Odessa in that district. You want to keep winning games.
Liberty always has a multitude of running backs, and they've got two or three of them. It seems like a different guy every week leads their rushing attack.
Yeah. Park Hill at Ray Peck. Ray Peck, you can't come off Liberty thinking everything's perfect, because Park Hill's starting to figure out how to finish games, Coach.
This is going to be interesting. Both these teams have outstanding secondaries.
Rockhurst and Blue Springs. Usually this would be our headline game. This would be a Big Three game. Rockhurst has beaten who they should beat and lost to some teams, but they had some close losses to some good teams. Blue Springs is all over the board. They get blown out. They blow out. You know, they run the ball over people. They got a big win. They're 4-4. This is just a weird game for this to be, especially with Kelly Donohoe on the Rockhurst sideline.
If Rockhurst has all of their running backs back, this is going to be interesting to see whose defense can stop the run.
And then we've got some games on Saturday. Northeast and Southeast. Lincoln Prep's going to win the league, but Southeast, if they win this game, they'll get kind of a share of the league title, and that's a good for their first-year coaching staff. This is a good win for them if they can get it over a Northeast team.
Coach Foster's done a good job there in his first year. They've got two wins under their belt.
Yes, they do. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk with Harrisonville coach Kyle Schenker about his REMAX Big Three game and then dive into some Missouri small school talk with our own Cole Young. This is Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The McCarthy Auto Group is proud to introduce the newest member of the McCarthy family, the all-new McCarthy Honda. Visit McCarthyHonda.com to view new, certified, and pre-owned vehicle inventory and to schedule service. We've got great lease and finance options available for every budget type, including new vehicle leases with zero due at signing. Come check out the all-new McCarthy Honda at 79th and Metcalf in Overland Park, or visit McCarthyHonda.com. Offers available with approved credit and subject to availability.
When you're looking for a real estate agent, you want someone who has all the knowledge, has the right tools, dots all the I's. Someone good enough to throw a no-hitter. Hi, it's Brett Saberhagen for RE/MAX. You need an agent who has all the answers, understands the numbers, and sees all the possibilities. When you're looking for an agent who knows all their stuff, from for sale to sold, my pick is RE/MAX. And relax, they've done it a million times. Start your search today with the RE/MAX app, each office independently owned and operated.
Save with Vision Sports and Papa John's while raising dough for the BSSD Activities Program and the Blue Springs Education Foundation. From now through the end of the school year, receive 20% off your entire regular menu price online order when you enter the promo code BSSD20. Go to PapaJohns.com and enter promo code BSSD20. Papa John's will donate 20% of your order's net cost to the BSSD Activities Program and the Blue Springs Education Foundation.
If you have an urgent orthopedic or sports injury, the University of Kansas Health System can see you quickly. They've added extended hours during the week and have a Saturday morning walk-in clinic in Overland Park. Your orthopedic and sports injuries deserve champion treatment from the experts who treat the Chiefs. Request an appointment at kansashealthsystem.com/sportsmedicine. That's kansashealthsystem.com/sportsmedicine. The University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs.
The McCarthy Auto Group is proud to introduce the newest member of the McCarthy family, the all-new McCarthy Honda. Visit McCarthyHonda.com to view new, certified, and pre-owned vehicle inventory and to schedule service. We've got great lease and finance options available for every budget type, including new vehicle leases with zero due at signing. Come check out the all-new McCarthy Honda at 79th and Metcalf in Overland Park, or visit McCarthyHonda.com. Offers available with approved credit and subject to availability. We'll be right back.
back to Prep KC's football Friday night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clissot, joined as always by the coach, Harold Walmsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like BUnion.com, the sponsor of the BUnion.com Game of the Week. Each week you vote on that, and the winning game gets $250 to each school. They're also a sponsor of the BUnion.com Greater Kansas City Football Coaches Association All-Star Game. We appreciate everything they do, and if you're interested in a career in the trade industries, it's a great career, go to BUnion.com. Let's go ahead and get back in the football and bring in a coach for one of our REMAX Big Three games, Harrisville Coach Kyle Schenker. And Coach, you guys, you lose two of your first four, but you've won four in a row, playing great football, hanging big offensive numbers the last 2 weeks, scoring in the 70s, but really just playing good, consistent football the last few weeks. What's kind of been the change for you after about week three or four?
Well, we're kind of, you know, we're a developmental program, and we get kids in that, you know, that play football for us. You know, they get started, and we don't have all those giant four-star, five-star kids, so we have to get them developed. You know, and a lot of kids don't, when they come into our program, they don't really start playing for us until they're junior or senior. But anyway, it's just, you know, it's just part of the process of just getting kids developed. And, you know, beginning of the season is just, you still got, especially without a ton of summer work that we didn't get done this past summer because of just the state of, you know, the COVID issues that we're having to deal with. Just things had to get worked out. You know, you just have to kind of put pieces of the puzzle together, and it just takes a little while to kind of get things worked out and get people where they need to be personnel-wise, and kind of get your, you know, your overall scheme figured out. And after a little while, things start falling into place like they should.
Coach, after 8 weeks, you've obviously demonstrated that you have a great offense and a great running game. Talk to us for just a few minutes about your offensive line and a little bit about how they match up against Odessa's defensive front.
Yeah, it's we do have a really good offensive line. We have a pretty good scheme. We've got a little bit of experience on there, but not a ton, actually. Kids just work hard. They're very well coached. They like to play for one another, obviously. You know, matchup-wise, I don't know how, you know, when you look at matchups, you just think that, man, our kids just need to play as hard as they can and fight on every down. We're not blind or foolish or anything like that. We understand that what Odessa is going to put in front of us is probably going to be probably the best that we'll see all season, you know, as far as, you know, that's as far as we go or as far as we do not go. We understand that they're about as good as they come. Our kids understand that, you know, if we've talked to them and, you know, you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. And right now, Odessa is the man. But we look very forward to the challenge, but we understand that it is a great challenge. And, you know, anytime you're looking for something to prove or prove yourself, there's nothing better than a challenge.
We had McDonald County, then you pick up Winnetonka, and now you got Odessa. That's a good mix of different kind of teams as you get ready to go into districts next week. Do you feel like you've gotten a little something out of the last few weeks that you can kind of take and you've improved upon heading into districts?
Absolutely. You know, it's good to get different looks. It's good to see different personnel and different types of, you know, offenses and defenses and schemes. It just it makes you very well-rounded. It forces you to make adjustments, especially, you know, halftime adjustments and things like that. It just makes for a more well-rounded, well-prepared team right when you need it.
Well, tell me this, Coach. We've gone almost 4 minutes now, and we haven't talked about your tailback, Jace Reynolds, and the incredible seasons he's having. You know, when I see him on film, you guys do a good job of blocking and getting him to that second level, and then he just explodes from there. Is that kind of the mentality that offensive line has that says, hey, if we can just get him to the linebackers, he can take it from there?
Yeah. They really like working for him, and because they know that he can, they just know that the talent that he has. And you're right, if they really work their tail off to get him through that first level, and then just let him work from there. But and our kids are really good. If you watch film, you'll see how hard they work at the first level, but once they take care of that, you'll see them running as hard as they can to find somebody else, because they know that, man, it could just be one little, one little just chipping somebody, and he's off to the races. Jace does a great job, and he does have a really good offensive line, and our offensive coaches do a great job with, taking care of our scheme and everything. But he does. His yards after contact are pretty awesome as well. So, it's a pretty good little perfect storm that we have with what he's doing and how hard our offensive line works.
Coach, as you look at Odessa and you look at their strengths from a year ago and their strengths this year, are they very similar to what they were a year ago?
Oh, yeah, they are. They're kind of everything you want in a football team. They're fast, they're physical, they're clean. They're extremely well coached. We understand the challenge that's in front of us. And like I say, I've told our kids, I said, I don't know if you'll play a better team this season, no matter what. So, just understand that. And they look forward to that. And we're going to get all the reps we can in this week. And we're going to, we got a lot of hay to put away, as we say. And we're going to get it done. We're going to shut the, we're going to shut the door, barn door on Thursday, and we're going to come over to Odessa. And I just told him, I said, get all your reps in and put it away, and then let's let it rip and see how it works.
Well, you guys have played them the last week of the season the last few years, and it's really turned out to be a fantastic little kind of rivalry game and prep for both teams as they go into the postseason. Like we talked about the other games, but having this game with some conference implications on the line, that's got to be great too.
Yeah, it's fun. We've already told our kids, and they understand that they kind of have the mindset that we're in playoff mode right now. You're right. It is. It does have some conference implications. I'm not sure exactly how that's all going to work out. The way with Warrensburg and what's going on with because our schedules are a little wonky. But anyway, I did tell them. I said, it is at that point. Neither one of us. If we beat them, then we both have one loss in conference. How that works out with everybody else and how they decide to deal with that, I don't know. But the biggest thing is we have a great challenge in front of us, and we look forward to it.
Well, it should be a fantastic game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, Coach Wom, Coach Shanker's really got them playing well. Kind of sneaky. They kind of snuck up on some people. They're playing different teams. But Jace Reynolds is their guy. And if he can stay healthy and keep running the ball, they've got a shot to do something, at least for a little bit in their district and beyond.
I think against Odessa, they've got to be prepared to have poise in the event they fall behind and not panic.
Yes, no doubt, because Odessa will definitely get out on you if you're not careful. Let's go ahead and bring in our own Cole Young. And Cole, last week you were at Lafayette County and Lexington, and I know you were very impressed with that Lexington team. And Lafayette County is a good team as well. They kind of came back on them. Tell me, what do you think when you look at Class 2? We were discussing this before we went on the air. That district they're in with St. Pius, that the team that comes out of there has got a shot at going pretty deep.
Right. No, that's it. We talked about this last week, how, and whoever wins, there's a lot of Week 9 games that probably don't really matter, I think, as we look at the schedule. But that's a district where there's a lot of games that matter to a lot of teams at this point. Because if, Lexington's going this week to play Richmond, and, if they can pull off that win, I think Lexington could be the one seed. And then you're hosting everything in Lexington, which, say what you want, but there's a certain level of home field advantage. Maybe not like there has been in past years with everything going on. But, Lexington, they're, for a Class 2 team, the level of talent at their skill positions is that of a Class 3 or Class 4 team, I would say.
Yeah, they he likes their skill position. And plus, they run the ball pretty well, too. The one thing, I think St. Pius has got that 5-point lead, which is tough to overcome, but they're playing at Savannah. And if they were to take a tumble, a big tumble, and if Lexington were to pull off a big win, there might be enough points there. But either way, Lexington is pretty much locked into that number 2 seed. Lafayette County looks pretty good, but they've got a tough game this week, too.
Yeah, no, in Lafayette County, where they really impressed me the most last week was on the line. I mean, it was kind of a game of two strengths where Lafayette County didn't want to run anything fancy. They wanted to pound the ball, run the ball, pass only when necessary kind of thing. And the Lexington defense, what, you know, Coach Kogan was saying after the game, is they're basically like, yeah, you can march on us, but eventually we're going to figure out how to stop you. And that's what they did. You know, they stopped him early on, got a couple quick scores, and, you know, really just kind of took control, you know, and held on, I guess you could say, at the end. But, yeah, that's – those any of those three teams, St. Pius, Lexington, and Lafayette County, if you were to tell me at the end of the season that they're in the state championship game, or at least in the state semifinals, any of them can make it that far.
I'd like to ask both of you a question. If you when you look at this week's rankings in Class 3 and you look at the four teams that are ranked 1, 2, 3, and 4, could those four teams be semifinalists, all four of them?
No, they're going to run into each other. Odessa has the clearest path because they're on the other side. Lutheran North is in Lutheran North is on the same side with Blair Oaks, so they would meet in a quarterfinal. And Valley's on the other side. So the Valley, we get the winner of like a Lutheran North Blair Oaks quarterfinal. But the funny thing for Blair Oaks is, we talk about Blair Oaks, Centralia, who's sitting at 5, is undefeated, is the number one seed in that district, Cole. That side of the bracket, if you're Odessa, you look across and go, hey, have fun, guys. We'll maybe see you down in the state championship game.
Right. No, I mean, Centralia is a really good team. Blair Oaks is a really good team. I mean, Southern Boone gave Odessa all they wanted earlier.
Yeah, Southern Boone's a pretty solid team, too. I mean, they played
tough. And then there's California schedule. Just hanging out at 6-2 in that, you know, their losses are to Hallsville and Blair Oaks, which, okay, that probably tells you they're not as good as Blair Oaks. But, yeah, that top half, there are going to be some games in the first couple weeks of the playoffs because you have, I mean, so we have Valley in one district, Cardinal Ritter in another, Lutheran North in another, and Blair Oaks in another district.
Well, and you got Valley Catholic St. Mary's in the same district, too. And Kennett was a team that was in the semifinals against Odessa last year, hadn't lost a game.
I mean, and so basically after this week and next week, Class 3, you're going to see some teams start to get picked off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, here's the other thing. Valley's 8-0, and what do we have? What are they ranked in the state, number 2?
Yeah.
They're second in their district right now.
Behind
Kennett, who, you know, is just hanging out at 8-0. And, you know, all they have is, you know, they haven't played a team within, doesn't look like, they haven't played one team within 20 points.
Well, and you know, we talk about Odessa. I mean, they're definitely the favorite, and they're coming off last year. They haven't lost a game in almost two calendar years. But, you know, the other district, District 8, has Richmond and Maryville. You know, Richmond, you know, going that Lexington game, that's a good team. You know, their only losses to Southern Boone. Yeah. So it's, you know, and they beat Lafayette County. And so, you know, and Maryville's playing better football right now than they have in a while. That big win over Lincoln Prep. You know, so those are your teams right there. Oak Grove hasn't played in a month, so I'm not really sure what they are. Summit Christian, talk about, they took Paul Meyer, the Class 2 team that's sitting at number one, took them to the edge there. So that Summit Christian's, you know, we know they're pretty good and they've got a chance there. So it's going to be interesting to see. The if you get out of District 7 and 8, I feel pretty good about your chances of getting to the state championship game because District 5 has like Buffalo and Ava. I think those are very average teams. Cassville's pretty good, but that's who Odessa beat in the state championship game last year. And then after that, it's Aurora, Mount Vernon. Those are just kind of some average teams down there. So Class 3 is interesting. We talk about Class 1, and I know that's where your Adrian Blackhawks play. A team that you got to be careful with in Class 1, the team that's playing Lafayette County this week is Carrollton.
Carrollton they've played some teams close. And here's the beauty of a team like Carrollton. They're playing big schools every week, right? So they're in that MRVC East. And, you know, they have some losses where you say, oh, they only, you know, they're 4-4. But they've lost to Sweet Spring, so we think is okay. And then they lost to Richmond, which, you know, whatever. And then they only lost to Lexington by 20 points.
Yeah.
So it's hard to tell. I mean, the thing I would say about Carrollton, when we look at them, is their losses have been very respectable, but the teams they've beat haven't been really.
Yeah, that's the question.
Teams
can they
beat
take
are
next
a combined
step?
0-26, it looks like. 28. Not joking.
Well, they've handled the teams they needed to handle.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you can only play the teams that are on your schedule. So, no, that district over there is actually, District 6 is an interesting district because Carrollton's good. Fayette already beat Carrollton. Marceline, we saw last week, put it on Westrand, I believe.
Yeah.
And then Westrand's good. So that's a really good district. And then you have a few other districts. that, well, you know.
Yeah. So
they're going to play.
Well, hey, Cole, it's going to be a great week as we close things out, getting ready for the playoffs. Have fun, and we will chat with you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. That's our own Cole Young. We love talking Missouri small school conversations with him. We come back, we will stay in the small school area, and we have Richmond coach Nick Purcell and Lexington coach Kyle Kogan. It was the Prips KC's football Friday night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The McCarthy Auto Group is proud to introduce the newest member of the McCarthy family, the all-new McCarthy Honda. Visit McCarthyHonda.com to view new, certified, and pre-owned vehicle inventory and to schedule service. We've got great lease and finance options available for every budget type, including new vehicle leases with zero due at signing. Come check out the all-new McCarthy Honda at 79th and Metcalf in Overland Park, or visit McCarthyHonda.com. Offers available with approved credit and subject to availability.
Like baseball, real estate is a numbers game, and you need an agent that understands the numbers. Numbers like two Cy Youngs, the 1985 championship MVP, and throwing a no-hitter. Hi, it's Brett Saberhagen for RE/MAX. RE/MAX agents have all the experience and the knowledge to take you from for sale to sold. They understand the numbers and can help you through the process. Relax, they've done it a million times. It's why no one in the world sells more real estate. Start your search today with the RE/MAX app. Each office independently owned and operated.
Your computer system on the job, how's that working for you? Your home entertainment system, still enjoying it? You can thank an electrician. My name is Milton Johnson, and I am proud to be a union master electrician with Local 124. You can learn a real skill and earn a great living in the building and construction trades. Be the best. Be one of us. Find out how at beunion.com. BEYOUNION.com.
If you have an urgent orthopedic or sports injury, the University of Kansas Health System can see you quickly. They've added extended hours during the week and have a Saturday morning walk-in clinic in Overland Park. Your orthopedic and sports injuries deserve champion treatment from the experts who treat the Chiefs. Request an appointment at kansashealthsystem.com/sportsmedicine. That's kansashealthsystem.com/sportsmedicine. The University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs.
Points, cash, gear, sports. With a Dick's scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick's scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.
The McCarthy Auto Group is proud to introduce the newest member of the McCarthy family, the all-new McCarthy Honda. Visit McCarthyHonda.com to view new, certified, and pre-owned vehicle inventory and to schedule service. We've got great lease and finance options available for every budget type, including new vehicle leases with zero due at signing. Come check out the all-new McCarthy Honda at 79th and Metcalf in Overland Park, or visit McCarthyHonda.com. Offers available with approved credit and subject to availability.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great partner like Price Chopper. For four decades now, Price Chopper proudly has been going the extra mile, employing real butchers in all their stores, triple inspecting produce, and offering the best rewards program in town. Because as your local family-owned grocer, they know what matters most to your family, too. Again this year, they're the sponsor of the Price Chopper Student Athlete of the Week. We're going to recognize outstanding student athletes who work in their local Price Chopper stores and are champions on and off the field.
I'll track you down in a second.
This week's student athletes of the week are Williams Johnston from St. Joe Central and Garrett Williams of Paola. Let's go ahead and get back in the football and bring in Richmond coach Nick Purcell. And coach, you've got one of our RE/MAX Big Three games this week. You're heading to Lexington. MRVC East Conference title on the line for you, and also just a really good game against a talented Lexington team as you get ready to go into the postseason. What do you like about the way your team is playing right now as you head into that Lexington game?
You know, we're playing pretty well. We had a setback early in the season in week three and lost a football game to a good Southern Boone team, and it kind of fired our kids up, and our practices have been a lot better, and our effort's been great. We knew we had a good team. We had a bunch of kids coming back, and we probably needed that game early in the season to kind of get us woke up. But we're playing really well in line of scrimmage right now. Obviously, anytime you play well in line of scrimmage, you have to give yourself a chance to win any game you play. So I'm excited about the way we're playing there, and our backs are running hard and doing a good job. We're playing unselfish football, and we're really coming together at the right time.
Coach, take just a couple of minutes and talk to us about your senior class and what they've brought to the table during these first seven games.
Yeah, our senior class is they've had a lot of ups and downs in their high school careers. You know, they as freshmen, they were on a team that didn't have very many upperclassmen, so a lot of them got thrown into the fire. There's three or four of them that are four-year starters for us. And then as sophomores, you know, we got a good group graduating that year of their freshman year. And as sophomores, they were kind of having to carry the load. We had a rough season that year and finished 0-10. And so last year, as juniors, you know, we go 7-3. And then now this year, we're just one loss on our record right now and playing really well. So they've had their shares of ups and downs as it goes. And they mean a lot to our program, and they've been a big part of turning it around. So we're excited about what they do for us.
Well, I've been lucky enough on Friday nights when I'm tracking scores. You've had several of your games been webcast, and I've been able to kind of tune in and out and catch some stuff here and there. I really like your quarterback and your offense in general on how they keep plays alive and are dynamic. How fun is it to coach this group?
Yeah, it's a fun group. They're a good group of kids. You know, they work hard, and we've dealt with some quarantine issues here or there, and you know, they're chomping at the bit to get back to practice. And you know, some kids in some years they'd be okay not being around at practice or not being around football, but this group's a lot different. You know, they want to be in the weight room and they want to be at football practice, and that's exciting when they're as committed to it as we want them to be.
Coach, I know you guys are on a four-game winning streak, and I know you guys are playing well defensively. What's the strength of your defense during this four-game winning streak?
I'd probably say the line of scrimmage, our D-line, and our front seven's good. We stopped the run pretty well. We're going to have to if we plan to beat Lexington. You know, they got a good quarterback who runs the ball well, and a lot of their quarterback run game, and they're going to force us to make them stop them on the line of scrimmage. So that's probably been our brightest point the last few weeks. So we're excited about them.
You guys also have been finishing games really well. I mean, I know you played your conference is a little tougher than I think people would give it credit for. I think Carrollton's a pretty good team, and that's a team that challenges everybody they play. And, of course, Lafayette County is always really good, and you've got Lexington. Knob Noster's improved. What has the grind through the conference the last few weeks done for your team?
Yeah, I think every you're right about every opponent in our conference kind of presents different issues. You know, Carrollton will spread you out, and their quarterback's a heck of a player, and Knob Noster will run the ball at you with their quarterback and some spread stuff, and Higginsville's good always in their wing tee, and it's been good for us to have to, you know, defend different schemes and have to play it different ways, and our kids have adapted to all of it and took coaching and done a great job with it. So,
third phase of the game, special teams, as we get ready to go in postseason next week, how do you feel like that group's doing, and can that be a weapon for you, or is that an area you're trying to address as you go into the postseason?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been pretty solid on our special teams units. Haven't given up anything big, knock on wood, but we've done a good job. We have a blocked punt on the season, and we've been pretty good in kick coverage. And so, you know, that's obviously an emphasis for us every week. And, you know, we talk to our kids all the time about, you know, the best teams every year have really great special teams because they play with great effort. And our kids know that those special teams plays are just as important as first down and second down on offense or any snap of defense. So they take that serious, and hopefully we play well on special teams this Friday.
Well, I know for me, as someone who started my career covering MRVC football, you know, at Lexington was a great place to play. And your place, one of the coldest nights of my life I spent watching a Richmond Oak Grove game back in 1994. It's such a great atmosphere. I know it's tougher now with crowd restrictions and things like that, but how fun is it when the MRVC East is good?
Oh, yeah, the energy, you know, all these towns are close to each other. All the kids know each other. All the families know each other. And, you know, a lot of people work with people from those towns at different areas. And so it is cool, and it's fun when there's really competitive games and really competitive teams in our conference. So this one's no different. You know, obviously huge rivalry for us in Lexington and the Bell game and all that, everything that means. But, you know, our two communities like to chirp back and forth to each other about it. And so it's really fun when we're both good like this.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Thank you.
Well, Coach Walms, Coach Purcell's got Richmond turned around. It's one of their best seasons in recent years.
They've done a great job of taking care of their business week after week.
Yes, no doubt about that. Well, let's go ahead and move over to the other sideline and talk to the team they're going to play and bring in Lexington Coach Kyle Coogan. And, Coach, tell me, you guys are undefeated, playing great football. You're coming off a really good win over Lafayette County. It's a tough game every year. What has been the key for you guys this year in a season where things change week to week? And now that you're heading into this Richmond game, what's been the big thing for you guys this year?
I would say the biggest thing for us this year as opposed to previous years would be our leadership at the top from our kids. Johnny Taylor and Evan Gosnell, Kobe Huffman are great leaders. They do the right thing, you know, off the field, on the field. They hold kids accountable and bring people up to their standard. So having that leadership at the top makes my job a lot easier.
Well, Coach, tell me this. You guys are one of the few who were told that your season was canceled. and then you get to play.
Yeah.
And then not only that, not only did you get to play, but you're getting ready to play game 9. So you guys not only were able to get your season started, but have navigated through 8 weeks. That emotion range has to be huge just from where you were, say, late July, early August.
Oh, no doubt. Our kids were very upset, you know, hearing the news back in early August, late July, whenever that was. So I think, honestly, it kind of has made them realize just how blessed we are, you know, to be out there every day, every game, you know, and be able to play, because it could be taken away, you know, so quickly with the circumstances going on in the world right now. So all our kids are, you know, trying to do the right thing all the time, mass social distancing. You know, they've seen it get taken away once and they don't want it to happen again.
Coach, as you look to over the last 8 weeks, how has your defense improved from week 1 to week 9?
They're doing a good job. We've given up more points, obviously, to, you know, some really good teams the last couple of weeks. I was honestly disappointed with how the defense played kind of in the fourth quarter, late third quarter, when we had Higginsville up 30-3. I think that we thought that they were just going to lay down for us and, you know, we didn't have to go out there and get off the ball and tackle and beat blocks. And, you know, they roared back, got an onside kick, back-to-back scores, and, you know, kids were kind of shocked for a little bit and had to get their head straight to play right again. But overall, I mean, we play really well. Our kids are disciplined. They get off blocks well. They tackle good. Everybody pursues the ball. We got some great kids out there.
When you look at Richmond, I've watched them a little bit on some web streams and caught a little bit of their games. The quarterback looks very athletic. He moves around in the pocket, and he's dangerous when he gets chased out. Is that something you guys are focused on this week, is trying to keep him from getting loose?
Oh, yeah. Elliott is an absolute monster of a player. He single-handedly beat us last year. I mean, anytime he has the ball, he can make a play or, you know, bust a 80-yard run or, you know, throw a bomb to somebody. He is a very, very special player, you know, that Nick has over there. So we have to keep him contained, whether that's running the ball or, you know, him scrambling.
Coach, when you look at the Richmond defense, what problems do they present to you offensively and in your offensive game plan?
They're kind of similar to us. They're mainly like four down, one high. So their D-line's pretty big. So we'll need to be able to get movement up front, and, you know, they're going to have enough guys in the box to stop the run. So it's going to be up to us being able to win one-on-one matchups on the perimeter. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. Obviously, you know, you don't know how personnel matchups are going to play out until you've been in the actual game, but they're going to do a good job stopping the run, just based off numbers in the box, for sure.
Offensively, our own Cole Young was out of your game last week, and he called me right after and was very impressed with your guys and what they do. What is the strength that you say that of your offense going into this game?
Our line has gotten better each week. That was kind of our, you know, question mark going into the season. So throughout, you know, the last eight games, whatever it's been, they've done a good job of fixing mistakes, getting better, you know, week by week. Our skill kids are very athletic and fast, shifty. So, I mean, they only need to crease, some of them do, to get a big play. But the O-line has stepped up a lot each week, you know, getting better all the time.
Well, this week, if you get this win, it closes out the MRVC East. In a year where it's tough to have conference champions because not everybody's playing the same game, would that mean a lot to your team just to be able to get that league title and that MRVC title, as Lexington has won a lot of those back in the days?
Oh, yeah, that would be huge for our kids. It'd be the first time since I've been here to outright win conference. We tied in, I think it was 18 and 15, if I remember right. We had some three-way ties back then. But to outright win it would be awesome.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right, that's Lexington Coach Kyle Kogan, and he's got a REMAX Big 3 game as they host Richmond. When we come back, we're going to talk with our own Andy Meyer and do our picks with the pros. You're listening to Preps KC Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The McCarthy Auto Group is proud to introduce the newest member of the McCarthy family, the all-new McCarthy Honda. Visit McCarthyHonda.com to view new, certified, and pre-owned vehicle inventory and to schedule service. We've got great lease and finance options available for every budget type, including new vehicle leases with zero due at signing. Come check out the all-new McCarthy Honda at 79th and Metcalf in Overland Park, or visit McCarthyHonda.com. Offers available with approved credit and subject to availability.
Price Chopper Rewards gives you more ways to save and more ways to spend your savings. The savings add up whether you spend a little or a whole lot. Want to save on fuel at Quick Trip? Do it. Want to save on food? You can. Want to save on fuel on your way home from saving on food? Go for it. Check the Price Chopper app to see all the offers, then choose to spend them at checkout or at the pump. Price Chopper. Fresher ways to save.
As you're driving today, look around you. The roads and bridges, the high-rises, the stadiums, the Performing Arts Center. Who built them? The highly skilled men and women at the Kansas City Building and Construction Trades. Are you looking to get into a hands-on profession that pays for excellence? Train to be the best. Click on a new career today at beunion.com. That's BEYOUNION.com.
Hi, it's Brett Saberhagen, and I'm proud of my baseball career. I've been very fortunate to receive many accolades, including being named to the All-Star team three times. When you need to sell a home, you want the best. That's the RE/MAX agent. Real estate All-Stars that put in the time, have the dedication, and hustle to take you from for sale to sold. That's RE/MAX. And don't worry, they've done this a million times. Start your search today with the RE/MAX app. Each office independently owned and operated.
If you have an urgent orthopedic or sports injury, the University of Kansas Health System can see you quickly. They've added extended hours during the week and have a Saturday morning walk-in clinic in Overland Park. Your orthopedic and sports injuries deserve champion treatment from the experts who treat the Chiefs. Request an appointment at kansashealthsystem.com/sportsmedicine. That's kansashealthsystem.com/sportsmedicine. The University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs.
The McCarthy Auto Group is proud to introduce the newest member of the McCarthy family, the all-new McCarthy Honda. Visit McCarthyHonda.com to view new, certified, and pre-owned vehicle inventory and to schedule service. We've got great lease and finance options available for every budget type, including new vehicle leases with zero due at signing. Come check out the all-new McCarthy Honda at 79th and Metcalf in Overland Park or visit McCarthyHonda.com. Offers available with approved credit and subject to availability.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Walmsgaan, and joining us now is the unofficial mayor of Liberty, Andy Meyer. Andy, you've covered the Eagles and the Jays the last few years so much because they've been pretty good teams, and you saw Liberty against Ray Peck last week, but really a Liberty team that was banged up a little. I know Winthrop Williams didn't play. At the same time, though, Ray Peck looked like the team that I think a lot of people think that they are. They were focused, and they came out, especially in the second half, and played really well in that game.
That's exactly right. You know, it was a really tough sort of defensive battle through the first half. Both defenses were playing really well, and there wasn't a lot of momentum going back and forth. But I think Ray Peck comes out, and they had to punt on their first drive. But then they get the ball back, and on their next four drives, they score touchdowns all in the third quarter. They only ran something, they scored all those in something like eight offensive plays. So, I mean, it was a incredibly efficient effort. And once they sort of, you know, got on a roll and got their passing game downfield working with Conrad Hawley, it was as impressive of a stretch, I think, that I've seen certainly this year in terms of once they got going, you just couldn't stop him. And it was the other impressive thing to me was they just had all aspects working. I mean, he was, you know, hitting plays down the field to Reese Teal, the short pass. I think Jaden Doss caught a short pass and broke some tackles and got in. And then Philip Baker as well got, took a little screen pass to the house, some great blocking from the offensive line as well. So, and Conrad Hawley is just, was running around making lots of different plays throughout the night as well. So that was against a very good Liberty defense, like we talked about. But, Winthrop Williams not only is a huge loss on offense, of course, one of the, best backs, running backs in the area. He also plays a lot of linebacker for him. And I think that, took a really key piece away from Liberty's defense as well. And that became apparent, at various points as well. So I could definitely see these two teams matching up again in the semifinals if, Liberty's able to get back on track and put together a run through districts. But, it was a really impressive performance, especially during that one quarter for Ray Peck. And, two good teams who have a very strong chance to emerge as district champions after this week.
Andy, was the Ray Peck defense impressive throughout the entire game? They must have been really impressive in that third quarter. They must have gotten multiple three and outs to get that many offensive touchdowns.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They were tough in the first half. Liberty came down and was able to put together one good sustained drive. They scored, a touchdown, I think, late in the second quarter, but didn't score again after halftime. Anthony Wentzen sort of carried the load for Liberty with, 117 yards. Good performance from a sophomore there, but I think that was another, you just look at that Ray Peck defense, too. They're big, they're physical, and they have a lot of really good athletes all over the field that, can sort of make you take away the things that you want to do. This was a Liberty team. I don't think that it scored under, 20, maybe 28 points, something like that all year long. And 21 points, 24 last week, the week before that. But they couldn't get much going against a very good Ray Peck defense who makes them a really complete, well-rounded team that they're capable of shutting teams down, and they proved that last week.
Well, it's going to be interesting this week to see how teams finish out. Liberty's got a game against North Kansas City. They're locked into that one seed, so that doesn't affect them. But at the same time, though, you don't want to go into the postseason riding two losses. Ray Peck closes out with Park Hill. I think they're pretty good in that one spot in their district. But Park Hill's a team that finally kind of finished last week and beat Lee Summit North. And they're a talented team. And then when you look at each team's district, you know, Liberty North got the win over Lee Summit West last week. You know, Park Hill's in the district with Liberty and Liberty North. Blue Springs is playing better. Then on the other district, you've got Ray Peck, Nixa. We don't exactly know what they've got down there. They look like they're a pretty good team. But then we've got Rockhurst and Lee Summit West and a Lee Summit North team that's competitive. So both these teams have got some stuff in front of them. And you know, Liberty North and Ray Peck might be the two teams that are playing the best right now out of anybody.
And that's where you get down to the end of the season and you start looking at how close some of those point standings are in the districts, and those teams that are jockeying for positions moving up and down, it's going to have, you know, incredibly impactful results based on this last week of the season, especially considering how even a lot of teams are and how many of these games have come down to one possession, sometimes the last possession of the game that you're winning these on. So it's going to create some really fascinating dynamic matchups regardless of who ends up in those positions, but yeah, it's to your point exactly. You want to be finishing the regular season on a winning note that gives you even more momentum and sort of belief, and hopefully all those teams can stay as healthy as possible and be at full strength going into the postseason too.
Yeah, and you've got another one that kind of decides a top seed with Winnetonka and Smithville this week, and that's going to be a good one. And you've seen Smithville a couple times, and Winnetonka's, boy, they're licking their wounds the last 2 weeks after Platte County and then Harrisonville. Well, have fun out there at Smithville. Winnetonka should be a good one, and we will chat with you again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Well, Coach, Andy does a great job of breaking down those games, and he's really seen a lot of the Suburban Gold this year and has a good handle on all those teams.
Especially the teams north.
Yeah, yeah, he is one of our Northland guys. There's no doubt about that. We got a good group up north. Well, you got back on the horse last week and got a win in the picks. We only different on the one, and you got it.
You know what? It's a step, but I need to have back-to-back wins going into the postseason, don't you think?
You probably need more than that, but yeah, sure. We'll give it a shot. We'll see how it goes. It gets easier in the postseason sometimes.
I don't think so.
All right, let's do our picks with the pros. Let's go ahead and start on the Kansas side. It's a Thursday night game. St. James at Blue Valley. Coach, what do you think about this one?
You know what? I'm going to go with St. James. I was impressed by their quarterback and their running back, and James White is a factor.
I'm going to go Blue Valley. I feel like they're playing a little bit better in the last few weeks in their defense, and I'm buying in with what Adam Burns said on the defensive side there. I still think it's going to be a really good game, a Thursday night game, and we'll have coverage of that on PrepsKC.com. All right, Lincoln Prep is Shawnee Mission South. Coach, I think this is a good game for Shawnee Mission South. If they were going to get their win, this might be it, but I think that Lincoln Prep, the question for me for Lincoln Prep is, last few weeks they've been playing a lot of different players. They haven't played Howard Brown and some of those guys and given some guys some rest. If they play their full contingent, I'm going to go with Lincoln Prep, and I think they will.
I'm going to go with Lincoln Prep also, and I think this game's important to them. I think they need to get in the idea of we need to play our A game every week.
All right, next up, our first REMAX Big 3 game, Blue Valley Northwest and Blue Valley West. Coach, you think West can kind of get them the second time around?
I don't think so. I'm going to go with Blue Valley Northwest.
I'm going to go with Blue Valley Northwest as well. The one thing that Blue Valley Northwest has got to do, and for a young team that's learning how to be a winning team, is they need to step on. If they've got the lead, they got to kind of step on West, because West proved last week, don't let them hang around, that they're going to come back and play tough in this game. But I think Northwest is going to get it done.
And the intensity is going to increase next week.
Yeah, yes, if they play again a third time. All right, Lewisburg at Paola. We talked with Coach Dumpert. I think his team is a little refocused. He said they didn't have a good work week. I like Paola. I think they're going to get the job done here.
I do, too. I agree with you, and I'm going with Paola also. And that senior class, I think they've only lost 6 games in the 4 years that they've been there.
Yeah, that's a really good senior class. All right, Shawnee Mission Northwest at Bishop Miege. Coach, I tell you, I don't know the last time I'm picking a Miege team to lose their 4th game of the season, but I am. I like Shawnee Mission Northwest in this game.
I'm going to go with Shawnee Mission Northwest also. I think that Ty Black is really special.
All right, Lee Summit West at Lee Summit North as we jump across the state line here. Coach, what do you think about this one? This is two teams that have lost some close games over the last few weeks.
Haven't seen both of these teams play. I wouldn't punt the ball to either one of them or kick the ball to either one of them. They would have to field some kind of a bad kick. I'm going to go with Lee Summit North.
I like Lee Summit West to bounce back here. I feel like that they probably went 2-2 in the 4 games that we thought the games they won were not the games I thought they'd win. And the games they lost are not the games I thought they'd lose. But I'll tell you, I like Lee Summit West to bounce back here and get – and this is a kind of a big game for all these teams. That the positioning is going to switch up a lot. You want to get the head-to-head wins when you can. All right, St. Pius going to finish out the regular season a perfect 8-0. They had one game they didn't get to play against Savannah that has missed some games early. Coach, I like St. Pius in this game, but this is a game they've got to be focused for. Savannah is good. They can run the ball. They've got a 1,000-yard rusher. This is going to be a big test for them because this is the kind of game they're going to have to play to win their district and go deep into the playoffs.
I agree with what you just said. I think it's extremely important to St. Pius. I think they need this win, and I'm going to pick them to win also.
All right, Belton at Green Valley, that big district and conference matchup. Coach, what do you think?
This is a tough one. I'm going to go with Green Valley. I think we see their quarterback come back, and I think we see the rest of them be refocused on what they want to do.
I like Green Valley as well. I thought that they got woke up in the first quarter against Truman, but obviously they didn't. And I think that the Raytown took advantage and played a good game and made them play a tough game all the way down to the end, which they hadn't done. I think they bounced back here. That being said, I'm picking Green Valley. If they don't win this game, I don't know of a better story than Belton going 0-10 to 9-0, Coach.
Would that be fantastic? That would just be fantastic.
All right, next up, a REMAX Big 3 game. Richmond at Lexington, the Minutemen. We had both these coaches on. What do you think?
I think Lexington's offensive line is going to be a difference. I'm going to go with Lexington.
I like Richmond in this game. I feel like they've got the quarterback who's a good athlete. I think it's going to be a shootout, but I like the Spartans. All right, Harrisonville at Odessa. Coach, this is our last REMAX Big 3 game. Can Jace Reynolds go for 395 and 8 touchdowns against Odessa?
No. You know what? Odessa's won like 22 straight games, right? I believe 15 last year and 7 this year. I'm going to go with Odessa.
I like Odessa as well. I think they're going to finish out yet another, a third straight regular season undefeated. All right, that's our show for this week. Remember, you can follow all the games, live scores, stats, stories, videos, everything on Friday night and Saturday, and then everything else we do all week long with all the great content we have. You've been listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
You've been listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. Preps KC's Football Friday Night is brought to you by RE/MAX, Comcast Xfinity, Price Chopper, BUnion.com, the Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System, and Dick's Sporting Goods. Stay tuned for the Vision Sports Radio High School Football Game of the Week here on Real Country, 1030 AM, KCWJ.
When you're looking for a real estate agent, you want someone who has all the knowledge, has the right tools, dots all the I's. Someone good enough to throw a no-hitter. Hi, it's Brett Saberhagen for RE/MAX. You need an agent who has all the answers, understands the numbers, and sees all the possibilities. When you're looking for an agent who knows all their stuff, from for sale to sold, my pick is RE/MAX. And relax, they've done it a million times. Start your search today with the RE/MAX app. Each office independently owned and operated.
Save with Vision Sports and Papa John's while raising dough for the BSSD Activities Program and the Blue Springs Education Foundation. From now through the end of the school year, receive 20% off your entire regular menu price online order when you enter the promo code BSSD20. Go to papajohns.com and enter promo code BSSD20. Papa John's will donate 20% of your order's net cost to the BSSD Activities Program and the Blue Springs Education Foundation.
The McCarthy Auto Group is proud to introduce the newest member of the McCarthy family, the all-new McCarthy Honda. Visit McCarthyHonda.com to view new, certified, and pre-owned vehicle inventory and to schedule service. We've got great lease and finance options available for every budget type, including new vehicle leases with zero due at signing. Come check out the all-new McCarthy Honda at 79th and Metcalf in Overland Park or visit McCarthyHonda.com. Offers available with approved credit and subject to availability.
Your computer system on the job, how's that working for you? Your home entertainment system, still enjoying it? You can thank an electrician. My name is Milton Johnson, and I am proud to be a union master electrician with Local 124. You can learn a real skill and earn a great living in the building and construction trades. Be the best. Be one of us. Find out how at beunion.com. BEYOUNION.com.
Price Chopper Rewards gives you more ways to save and more ways to spend your savings. The savings add up whether you spend a little or a whole lot. Want to save on fuel at Quick Trip? Do it. Want to save on food? You can. Want to save on fuel on your way home from saving on food? Go for it. Check the Price Chopper app to see all the offers, then choose to spend them at checkout or at the pump. Price Chopper. fresher ways to save.
Points, cash, gear, sports. With a Dick's scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick's scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.